Hi, I'm Carlos, here to talk about creating set files for WindowEyes. Now last week, we discussed verbosity settings for menus, such as F equals file pulldown. You can have WindowEyes say things such as just F equals file, or file pulldown, or just simply file. This week, we're going to continue talking about verbosity settings, but we're going to take a look at how verbosity settings affect dialog boxes. To demonstrate some verbosity settings in dialog boxes, I'm going to open my WordPad. I'm going to hit my
start menu
key. I'm going to press P.
P equals programs pull down. A equals accessories pull down.
And press enter on accessories.
C equals communications pull down.
And
W equals button desktop.
Open
my computer 135.
WordPad.
Rich edit. iBeam.
Okay, so here I am in WordPad. I'm just going to type a little gibberish stuff. And now I'm going to press Alt F4 because when I press this, it's going to ask me if I want to save the document.
Button Y equals yes. Dialog WordPad close box graphic save changes the document. Default button Y equals yes. Button N equals no. Button cancel.
Okay. So WindowEyes just told us we entered into a dialog and it asks us if we want to save the document. WindowEyes read the whole information, including the buttons that are available to us, yes, no, or cancel. We can play around with the verbosity settings if we're very familiar with the WordPad's dialogues, and cut some chatter out of this. So I'm going to press Control Backslash.
WindowEyes active user loop 0.001 associated user loop 0.001.
This set file by default is already set to voice only under the global menu. So I'm going to go under the verbosities menu with Alt V.
V. M equals menu dialog.
Now I want to go to activate. I'm going to arrow down.
O equals mouse dialog. A equals activated, dialog.
And press enter.
Checkbox uncheck, A equals activated. Dialog activated, verbosity settings, close box, checkbox, graphic activated, uncheck.
Okay, I'm going to silence that. But the first checkbox that we have here.
Checkbox, uncheck, A equals activated.
Is activated. I'm going to press the space bar to check this.
Space, checked.
And press enter.
WindowEyes active user loop 0.001 associated user loop 0.001.
Basically what activated will do is whenever a new window comes to focus, it'll say activated. I'm going to press escape to get out of my WindowEyes control panel.
Button, Y equals yes. Activated dialog word pad close box. Save changes to document. Default button, Y equals yes. Button, cancel.
So now it told us that this dialog is activated. That can be very useful information for users who are new to Windows and to gain information as far as which windows have activation. Let's go back to our WindowEyes control panel. Control backslash.
WindowEyes active user 0.0.
And I'm going to press Alt V for the verbosity
menu. Equals menu dialog.
And arrow down to
O equals mouse. A equals activated dialog.
Activated. Press enter.
Checkbox checked. A equals activated dialog active.
I'm going to silence that and press my space bar to uncheck this activated checkbox.
Space unchecked.
Now we're going to press Tab.
Checkbox check W equals window type.
Now this is the window type, whether it's a property sheet or dialog box or whatever it is. Let's press the space bar and uncheck this.
Space, unchecked.
And press enter.
WindowEyes active user loop 0.001 associated user loop 0.001.
Now let's press escape.
Button, Y equals yes. WordPad close box graphic. Save changes to document. Default button, Y equals yes. Button, N equals no. Button, cancel.
Now notice this time it read us the whole window, but it didn't announce dialogue. It didn't tell us that we were in a dialogue box. So if you're familiar with things such as this, you can eliminate that feature, which just basically eliminates extra chatter. Let's go back to the WindowEyes control panel again. Control backslash.
WindowEyes active user loop 0.001 associated user loop 0.001 normal.
And press Alt V for the verbosity setting.
V. M equals menu dialog.
And go down twice.
A equals activated dialog.
And to activate it, we can press the letter A next time we come into this menu.
Dialog activated verbosity settings close box.
I'm going to silence this and press my tab key.
Checkbox. Uncheck W equals window type.
Now, I'm going to check this just so that we know that we're going into a dialog next time we do so.
Space. Checked.
And then I'm going to press my tab key.
Checkbox. Check T equals window title.
We're going to come back to this shortly because there's a different dialog that we're going to use to demonstrate this. So for now, let's go on and press tab.
Checkbox. Check M equals entire window if message box.
This is entire window if message box. Let's uncheck this.
Space. Unchecked.
And press enter.
WindowEyes active user loop 0.001 associated user loop 0.001.
Now we can press escape.
Button. Y equals yes. Dialog WordPad.
So now notice it didn't read the message that this dialog has in it, which is asking us if we want to save the file. And this is very useful if you're very familiar with a program and you want to eliminate the messages and get through things a lot quicker. You can just eliminate the message box. But I feel that's pretty important, so I'm going to go back and check that.
Window eyes active user loop point 00.
V
equals menu.
A
checkbox. Uncheck A.
Tab.
Checkbox. Uncheck M equals entire window with message box.
And check this.
Space. Checkbox checked.
Now we're going to press Tab.
Checkbox checked. D equals entire window with dialog.
Now this option I need to demonstrate in another window as well. So I'm just going to go ahead and tab to OK.
Button. OK.
And press Enter.
Window eyes active user loop point 001. Associated user loop point 001.
Now I can press Escape.
Button. Y equals yes. Dialog.
And we're back in our dialog that asks us if we want to save the file, yes or no. I'm going to hit escape again.
Document WordPad. Rich edit.
Now we're back in my WordPad document where I typed my gibberish stuff. Now, to bring up a different sort of dialog, I'm going to press Control O to bring up the open dialog.
Dialog. Open edit box.
Okay, so I press Control O and all we hear is open and there's an edit box. So now I'm going to press Control Backslash.
Window eyes active user loop point 000 associated user loop point 000.
And I'm going to press Alt V.
V. M equals menu, dialog.
And then A.
A. Checkbox. Uncheck A equals activated.
And first, let's go back to the option.
Checkbox. Check W equals window. Checkbox. Checked. Checkbox. Checked.
Of window title.
Checkbox. Check T equals window title.
Okay, and now I'm going to press the space bar to uncheck this.
Space. Unchecked.
And press Enter.
Window eyes active user loop point 000.
Now I'm going to press Escape.
Edit box. M equals file name dialog.
So now it just tells us file name. It doesn't tell us that we're in the open dialog. If we press Control Shift T, which is the window eyes command to read the title bar.
Open.
The title is open. So if there's a title bar available, it will read the title of the dialog that comes up. Now I'm going to press Control Backslash to get back to my window eyes control panel.
Window eyes active user.
I'm going to silence that. Press Alt V.
V.
And A.
Checkbox. Uncheck.
And I'm going to tab.
Checkbox. Checkbox. Uncheck T equals window title.
And I'm going to check this.
Space. Checked.
Because it'd be very useful to know the title of the window we're in. Now let's tab to the other option I said that we're going to demonstrate in this dialog.
Checkbox. Check M equals entire window with message box. Checkbox. Uncheck T equals entire window with dialog.
And that is entire window if dialog. So I'm going to press the space bar. And check this.
Space. Checked.
And press Enter.
Window eyes active user loop point 00.
And I'm going to hit Escape.
Edit box. M equals file name dialog. Open help close box graphic my documents. I equals look and graphic acrobat graphic my pictures graphic Corel user files graphic Carlos.
Okay, I'm going to silence that. And you get the idea that it's going to read the whole entire dialog. Those are some options that you have to play with to change some verbosity settings in dialogues. Now there's also some miscellaneous settings that we can play around with in WindowEyes. We're going to go back to the WindowEyes control panel, control backslash.
WindowEyes active user loop point 000 associated user loop.
And I want to turn that entire window of dialog back off. So I'm going to press Alt V.
V.
I'm going to press
M equals
A.
A. Dialog.
And hit Shift Tab.
Button. Cap. Button. OK. Checkbox check D equals entire window of dialog.
And I'm going to uncheck this.
Space. Unchecked.
And press Enter.
Window eyes active user.
So now I'm going to hit Alt V to go back to the verbosity menu.
V. M equals menu. Dialog.
And I'm going to go down until I get to miscellaneous.
O equals mouse. A equals activated. I equals miscellaneous. Dialog.
And here we are. I'm going to press Enter on this.
Checkbox check S equals shortcuts. Dialog miscellaneous verbosity.
Okay, I'm going to silence that. The first checkbox here.
Checkbox check S equals shortcuts.
Is shortcuts. Now there was also a shortcuts option in the menu dialog settings area, and that is to announce things such as F when it says F equals file, or if you can press O for open, it'll say O equals open. Let's press the space bar to uncheck this.
Space. Unchecked.
And press Enter.
Window eyes active user loop point 000 associated user loop point 000.
And I'm going to hit Escape.
Edit box. File name dialog open.
And now let's tab around.
Combo box. Files of type. Word for Windows point doc. Accept. Button. Open. Button. Cancel. Combo box. Look in. My documents 404.
So without that set, WindowEyes is not announcing the shortcut keys to these different controls. Let's press Control Backslash.
Window eyes active user loop point 000.
And press Alt V.
V.
And press the letter I.
I. Dialog. Miscellaneous.
And we're going to press the space bar.
Space. Checked.
And check that. And press Enter.
Window eyes active user loop point.
And hit Escape.
Combo box. I equals look at dialog.
Now if we tab.
List view. I equals look in. Acrobat 1. Of 9 no selected item.
Now we hear the shortcut keys to take us right to these different controls.
Edit box. N equals file name.
So, N for file name.
Combo box. T equals files of type. Word for Windows point doc. Of 7.
T for file of type. And you can press the different keys that it's telling you in combination with the Alt key. So if I press Alt N.
N. Edit box. N equals file name.
I go right to the file name edit box. So within the miscellaneous settings, the shortcuts controls, if WindowsOS announces the shortcut key available to us, if there's one available, to take us from control to control. Let's press control backslash.
WindowsOS active user points.
Alt V.
V.
I.
Checkbox. Check this equals short.
And tab.
Checkbox. Uncheck T equals top bottom index.
Now this is top bottom index. This works in a list view. Let's press the space bar on this and check this.
Space. Checked.
And press enter.
WindowsOS active.
And press escape.
Edit box. N equals file name.
Now let's shift tab.
List view. I equals look in. Top Acrobat. One no selected item.
So now it told us that Acrobat is the top item in this list view. Let's press our end key.
Bottom. Endpoint.9 of 9.
Now it tells us that that is the bottom. So this helps, especially if you're in a list of things that are similar in name. You can arrow down without worrying about if you're going over the same name, if you're at the bottom. You just hear top or bottom if you're at the top or bottom of the list. Just press control backslash.
WindowsOS active user group point 000 associated user group point.
Alt V.
V. M.
And the letter I.
I. Checkbox. Dialog.
And tab.
Checkbox. Check T equals top bottom index.
I'm going to leave that checked. I like to hear top bottom index. Now we're going to press tab.
Checkbox. Check C equals current index.
And this is the current index. Basically, this is the whole thing that deals with the numbering in the list box, such as 20 of 21. So if we uncheck this.
Space. Unchecked.
And press enter.
WindowsOS active user group point
and
0.
Hit escape.
List view. I equals look in. Dialog open. Bottom.
I'm going to press my down arrow key.
Bottom. Endpoint doc.
Now we don't hear that that was 9 of 9 items.
Carlos point doc.
That's not telling us 8 of 9. So, current index in the miscellaneous verbosity settings tells us which item we're on. This is very useful, especially if you're in a large list of items. You can tell how far through the list you are with the current index. Well, there you have it. Some verbosity settings that you have available to you for dialog boxes. If you have any comments or suggestions, you can email me at fire975@yahoo.com. That's fire975@yahoo.com.